Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, where I'm your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, it's been a very long time since I've done a podcast, and understandably, we have to take some time to ourselves, which is something I've always advocated for your own mental, spiritual, and physical health, just to take some time to yourself like you're always doing, or you should be doing, to make sure that you're balanced inwardly and aligned with the energies that are taking place outwardly, which are nothing more but a reflection of what's taking place inwardly anyway. It's just here in this game that we call life. It's our job is to notice the reflections taking place outside of us, the synchronicities, and to learn. We're always learning. We're always growing. So a lot has happened. One of the major things that took place for America and the world was Pluto's return in Capricorn, which took place February 22nd, 2022, on a Tuesday. That's a lot of twos. And the last time we had Pluto over Earth, or should I say, the last time we had Pluto in America's skies was when America was founded in 1776. Usually takes around 246 to 248 years for Pluto to make its full revolution in the solar system. And actually, Pluto's return began in 2008 for America. And if you remember, that's when the Great Recession took place. And it's something economically that we never really recovered from. So we are now still in those energies of Pluto's return in Capricorn. And Capricorn is the sign of structure and order. And as such, a lot of things that have been hidden, a lot of things that take place underneath the surface, because Pluto is the planet of magic and power and revealing, a lot of things that were hidden will be revealed. I like to liken the planet Pluto to Miley Cyrus's song Wrecking Ball, because that's what it does. It is very powerful. And I believe the reason why Pluto was downgraded from a planet, and I believe it was 2006, is because, I don't know, maybe that was a preemptive way of taking Pluto out of the consciousness of the masses, so people would no longer think that Pluto had any significance. Well, those who study astrology and the science of inner alchemy, we always knew that Pluto could never be downgraded, and it's still having a powerful influence and a reflection of changes that are taking place inside us individually and inside of nations. So you can expect to see a lot more things taking place on the world stage. As such, right when Pluto returned in Capricorn in 2022, that's when Russia invaded Ukraine. So one thing you have to keep in mind, it's a saying that I heard years ago, and I have to remind myself of it as well, is that millionaires on down to the common person, they have accountants, they have CPTs, they have people that handle their affairs legally and financially. Billionaires on up, including the people that you will never see who manifest things in the world, who have their hands in world affairs for good or for bad, and anyone who understands the cosmic order of the universe, they have astrologers. So it's no coincidence, because there's no such thing as coincidence, it's no surprise that Putin attacked or made his move, whatever you want to say is taking place in Ukraine. He did that when Pluto returned in Capricorn, because it's all about timing and synchronicity for nations and for individuals. So just keep your mind on that. And also another thing to make you aware of is that 2020, when the lockdowns began worldwide, was actually the year 2012. I've mentioned this before, and I don't know if I've mentioned it recently, but the Ethiopian calendar is the most accurate calendar on Earth. And so they are 8 years behind what we define as actual time. So 2020, that year was actually 2012. And 2012, according to the Mayan calendar, was when time ended. Time, meaning the clock time. I did a podcast about the Gnostic god Yaldabaoth, the false god, the one who imprisoned souls here in this reality, if you look at it Gnostically. And I believe that false creator is the clock time, because everything that we do is associated with the clock. We're locked into the clock, which is unnatural. It's got 12 faces. It's got a 13th point in the center. So it's like a physical symbol of the 12 constellations, but we actually have 13 constellations. So that false god, so to speak, that false clock time is what ended in 2012, which was actually 2020. And as you can see, a lot of things took place. A lot of things were shaken up in the year 2020. 3 years before 2020, in 2017, we had the Great American Eclipse take place. And we still have the next Great American Eclipse that's going to take place in 2024. So still, we have a lot of great changes taking place, and they are fundamentally good, because Earth is ascending and her Kundalini energy is on the rise. So 2020 was actually the year 2012, foretold by the Mayan calendar. And so when 2020 took place, you can see even now in America and around the world what is taking place with the weather, what is taking place with the economies, and so many things that are happening, that are happening at a fast pace. But basically, it's about change. And Pluto returning in Capricorn for America is significant for America and the rest of the world. We're in the time of great change, and those changes can't be stopped. Case in point, the sun. The sun is the great equalizer. The sun is the pusher and the great mover of all things that take place in this realm down here that we've been told is Earth. Because we were conditioned from our childhood and from school to call this place Earth, but we don't really know what the name of this dimension is. It has many different names, I'm sure, and Earth is not one of the primary ones. But the sun is the primary mover of all life and events and experiences. And so far, for the past 2 to 3 weeks, the sun has been putting out tons and tons and tons of energy in the form of coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, and solar flares. And this is increasing daily and weekly. And so, as a consequence, a lot of the times when you see heavy clouds in the skies, it's not from weather engineering. It's because the Earth is female and the sun is male. The sun, as I said, gives forth energy and the Earth responds. The Earth's Kundalini rises in response to the sun's energy. So Earth is Shakti and the sun is Shiva. Biologically, when a woman is excited in any form or fashion by a male-oriented energy, or in general, when a woman is excited, her Kundalini rises. Things take place biologically. So the clouds that we see in the sky, abundant with water and moisture, is a reflection of the same thing that happens with women. So the Earth is responding to the energies of the sun. And the sun is changing our DNA. The sun is updating our DNA. The sun is cleansing and healing the lands all around this dimension. So you can expect to see a lot of changes take place on Earth, or this dimension that we've been told to call Earth, as we move forward, because the sun is not going to stop putting that energy out. It doesn't matter. That's the real news. Everything else is a distraction. And trust me, we've got plenty of distractions taking place in the media. But what you need to be aware of is what's taking place inside of you and how are you responding to what's taking place in the atmosphere. So, as I always say, expect to see more tornadic events, and I've always said that. So more tornadoes. Look what's happened recently in the past couple of weeks in the middle of America. All those tornadoes. And it's going to take place. High wind events are going to take place all over this dimension called Earth. High energy. More lightning strikes. More hailstorms. And keep in mind that we're moving from the spring equinox into the summer solstice. So that's more energy that we're going to get anyway. So expect more earthquakes, more fires, more floods. A lot of different things are going to be taking place as far as nature goes. And as far as weather incidents that are increasing on Earth, and specifically in America, you have to remember the Bermuda Triangle still is moving onto, or has moved partially onto, the eastern portion of America. So that's why you see in the middle to the eastern portion of America all these storms and all these catastrophic wind events, because that's a part of the Bermuda Triangle's energies moving onto America, and pretty soon it's going to be all over America. Many of you have already witnessed in your own life paranormal events. Paranormal events have increased for you. The witnessing of ghosts, dream recall, active dream participation has increased. Communication with those whom you assumed have passed on. You're seeing them plainly in your dreams, because your dreams are doorways and actual other dimensions that you live in. Daydreaming, fantasies. These aren't just things that take place in your mind. They're actual realities. And the more you practice doing it, the more you live in those realities, because you're multidimensional beings. We're multidimensional beings, and we always have been. The lie has been to try and convince us that all we do is exist in this one reality and then we die. But you don't die. You just transition. You go to sleep in one realm, you wake up in another one. And usually when you go to sleep in this realm and you so-called die, you go into the astral realm, you review your life, and you move on into the next realms and the next frequencies of life. So keep that in mind. We got many things that we're going to be experiencing. You're experiencing these paranormal activities. Things are taking place around you. Abilities are waking up in you. And that's all connected to the sun. So the real news is the sun inside of you, your solar plexus, your kundalini energy, the kundalini energy of the earth and the sun and other bodies that are up there affecting the sun, which is causing the sun to do what it's doing. So we're all connected. Earth is ascending and we're ascending. So I just wanted to put that information out there. Pay attention to your connection to nature. Pay attention to your connection to people around you and how people are responding. A lot of people are checking out of here. When I mean checking out of here, you can say that word dying if you want. But because the sun is shifting energies and Earth, this dimension, the energies are ascending and going higher. Well, certain entities, shall we say, can't maintain a physical presence in this dimension when the energies are so high. So when you go out and about and you look around and you see how empty it looks and the stores look empty and the streets look empty, just know that this world is like a simulation. So when the frequencies change, certain entities can no longer be here. And you're going to see that increase more and more worldwide. Just know that in the end, good prevails. So just wanted to send that information to you. I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast. Sorry if my voice goes in and out. I'm speaking on the speaker of my phone, so I still got to get a headphone / microphone set to put out more podcasts when I feel the need. But I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I enjoyed making this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. And once again, this is Kenosha Aman for the Age of Aquarius, signing off.